Things are calmer in the oil markets today. Yesterday, though, roughest single-day price drop for oil since 1991. Saudi Arabia sent things tumbling when it slashed prices to try and take out competitors like Russia. The move could help Japan. That country has become increasingly dependent on energy imports like oil and natural gas. When it comes to energy, everything changed for Japan 9 years ago this week. After the Fukushima earthquake and nuclear meltdown disaster, Japan shuttered much of its nuclear program. Susan Phillips reports now on the repercussions that's had for the U.S.
I'm riding in a small fisherman's boat in Tokyo Bay at the port of Yokohama, where huge ocean-going vessels are carrying all sorts of things. Brand new cars from Japanese factories are getting shipped out. But one product the Japanese have to import is energy. And it's clear just from this port traffic how much energy that is. Large ships full of coal, liquefied petroleum gas, and liquefied natural gas, or LNG, are right now entering the harbor.
More and more of that energy originates in the U.S. A boom in shale gas drilling in places like Texas and Pennsylvania has created a glut of domestic natural gas. Producers, eager to find new markets, now ship gas overseas. And that has helped make the U.S. the third largest natural gas exporter in the world. Ken Koyama is the chief economist at the Institute of Energy Economics in Japan.
After 2010, everybody, including the Japanese government and industry, realized that the significance of the shale revolution in the United States.
Japan doesn't have any of its own fossil fuels, so it's always had to rely on imports. But after switching off its nuclear power plants, it had to quickly ramp up those purchases. U.S. exports of coal to Japan increased, and the amount of electricity generated from natural gas jumped 50%. Takuro Yamamoto with Tokyo Gas says his company imports from all over the world.
From Qatar, Middle East, Malaysia, Brunei, Sakhalin, Russia, and Cove Point.
Cove Point is a new natural gas export terminal in Maryland that Tokyo Gas helped finance. It sits on a spit of land jutting out into the Chesapeake Bay. The gas is cooled to negative 260 degrees. At that point, it becomes an easy-to-ship liquid. In the last 2 years, more than 100 ships full of liquefied natural gas have sailed from here. Most of them ended up in Japan. Yamamoto says one reason Tokyo Gas invested in Cove Point is it wants to diversify its imports of liquefied natural gas, or LNG.
If we import all the LNG from the Middle East, we will get in trouble with no LNG coming flowing into Japan or Tokyo Bay.
This fall, the Japanese government committed $10 billion in public and private money to build new gas export facilities worldwide. All this is good for U.S. producers. Karen Harbert, president of the American Gas Association, says exports are key.
We've got the cheapest gas in the world, and we're trading all over the world. Every molecule that we can export that supplants the mullahs of Iran is a good day for America.
But not everyone is happy about the pipelines that feed exports to places like Japan.
Keep your gas! You can have it! We'd rather have a healthy planet!
In Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, residents have pitched fierce battles against new pipelines. Environmentalists say the new pipelines will encourage more production of fracked gas. And pipeline construction has damaged wetlands, streams, and private drinking water wells. Landowners have filed hundreds of lawsuits to prevent their property from being seized through eminent domain. John and Deborah Swanson live on a farm in rural central Pennsylvania.
It's located up here to the left of us. Goes through that.
Before the gas gets to the port I visited in Japan, it has to travel through forests, backyards, and farmlands like the Swanson's cornfield.
And goes under the road and continues on that way.
Like a lot of landowners along pipeline paths, the Swansons didn't want to sell their land, but they quickly learned they had no choice. The federal government gave the pipeline company eminent domain power. It says the pipeline is a utility because it serves the domestic market. but it was also built to help gas flow to a burgeoning export market.
We don't like it running beneath our feet no matter what. We took it to court into Philadelphia, and we fought it as long as we could, but you don't fight the federal government and win.
Back at the port of Yokohama in Japan, the fuel that flowed through the pipes beneath the Swanson's land is warmed to turn it back into a gas. Right now, the warm winter and the coronavirus outbreak has depressed global natural gas prices. But energy analyst Ken Koyama says those imports will increase over time.
In the long-term direction, I think that Japan will increase that share of U.S. LNG. But of course, much depends on the price. Always, that the market situation is changing. It's not so simple.
2 years since Pennsylvania's shale gas first shipped to Japan, U.S. shale gas exports have more than doubled. They're expected to triple in the next decade. For The World, I'm Susan Phillips.
This story was reported with the support of the International Center for Journalists.